Welcome, everyone, to the Joe Van Secret Podcast. In this episode, I probably shouldn't even call it an episode, more of a preamble, I will be, one, testing a new microphone that I bought, and two, reading some Wikipedia stuff here for you. I just figured that'd be a fun little way to waste time and also test the device that I purchased. So what we're going to be talking today about is secret societies from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. There are other uses of the term, see secret society disambiguation. We will not do that, however, we will just jump into what they have here. So, in starting, a secret society is a club or an organization whose activities, events, inner functioning, or membership are concealed from non-members. The society may or may not attempt to conceal its existence. The term usually excludes covert groups such as intelligence agencies or guerrilla insurgencies that hide their activities and membership but maintain a public presence. The exact qualifications for labeling a group as a secret society are disputed, but definitions generally rely on the degree to which the organization insists on secrecy and might involve the retention and transmission of secret knowledge, the denial about membership or knowledge of the group, the creation of personal bonds between members of the organization, and the use of secret rites or rituals which solidify members of the group. Anthropologically and historically, secret societies have been deeply interlinked with the concept of the Mannerbund, the all-male warrior band or warrior society of pre-modern culture. See H. Schurz, Altklassen und Mannerbund, Berlin, 1902, A. van Gennep, The Rites of Passage, Chicago, 1960. So there you go, read those books if you even understood what I said. A purported family tree of secret societies has been proposed, although it may not be comprehensive. Alan Axelrod, author of the International Encyclopedia of Secret Societies and Fraternal Orders, defines a secret society as an organization that is inclusive, claims to own special secrets, shows a strong inclination to favor its members. So those are the three things for which to base secret societies off of. David V. Barrett, author of Secret Societies, From the Ancient and Arcane to the Modern and Clandestine, has used alternative terms to define what qualifies a secret society. He defined it as any group that possesses the following characteristics. It has carefully graded and progressed teachings. Teachings are available only to selected individuals. Teachings lead to hidden and unique truths. Truths bring personal benefits beyond the reach and even the understanding of the uninitiated. Barrett goes on to say that a further characterization common to most of them is the practice of rituals which non-members are not permitted to observe or even know the existence of. Barrett's definition would rule out any organization called secret societies. Graded teaching is usually not part of the American college fraternities, the Carbonari, or the 19th century know-nothings. That goes without a citation. But by all means, of all the terms that I use, you're more than welcome to look them up yourselves. So, to the next section, politics. Because some secret societies have political aims, they are illegal in several countries. Italy, Constitution of Italy, Section 2, Article 13 to 28, and Poland, for example, ban secret political parties and political organizations in their constitutions. On to the next one. Colleges and universities. See also collegiate secret societies in North America. Excuse me. Many student societies established on university campuses in the United States have been considered secret societies. Perhaps one of the most famous secret collegiate societies is Skull and Bones at Yale University. Don't mind my dog. The influence... He's trying to silence me. The influence of undergraduate secret societies at colleges such as Harvard College, Cornell University, Dartmouth College, the University of Chicago, the University of Virginia, Georgetown University, New York University, and Wesley College have been publicly acknowledged, if anonymously and circumspectly, since the 19th century. British universities, too, have a long history of secret societies or quasi-secret societies, such as the Pitt Club at Cambridge University, Bullington Club at Oxford University, and the 16 Club at St. David's College. Another British secret society is the Cambridge Apostles, founded as an essay and debating society in 1820. In France, Vendermonde is a secret society of the Conservatoire National des Arts et Métiers. I said that completely wrong. Notable examples in Canada, ooh, that's us, include Episcopin at the University of Toronto's Trinity College and the Society of Thoth at the University of British Columbia. Secret societies are disallowed in a few colleges. The Virginia Military Institute has rules that no candidate may join a secret society, and secret societies have been banned at Oberlin College from 1847 to the present, and at Princeton University since the beginning of the 20th century. Confraternities in Nigeria are secret society-like student groups within higher education. The exact death toll of confraternity, I'm probably saying that wrong, activities is unclear. One estimate in 2002 was that 250 people have been killed in campus cult-related murders in the previous decade, while the Exam Ethics Project lobby group established that 115 students and teachers have been killed between 1993 and 2003. Jesus H. Billiard ball. That's a freaking lot of dead people, all because of cult-like behaviors. So is Satanism real? Like, what exactly are these rituals they're doing where they're murdering people? I don't know, man. Rituals really are the worst of us when it comes to that kind of stuff. Anyway, on to the next one, the internet. While their existence had been speculated for years, internet-based secret societies first became known to the public in 2012. When the secret society known as Cicada 3301 began recruiting from the public via internet-based puzzles. The goals of the society remain unknown, but it is believed that they are involved in cryptography and cryptocurrency. The only secret society abolished and then legalized is that of the Philomaths. It is now a legitimate academic association founded on a strict selection of its members. Interesting. Under popular culture, they have a main article on a different page. It says secret societies in popular culture. So, going off of that, opposition. Many Christian churches forbid their members from joining secret societies. For example, 41 of the general rules contained in the discipline of the Allegheny Wesleyan Methodist Connection teaches... Further, by establishing from membership in secret societies, we will on no account tolerate our ministers and members joining or following fellowship with secret societies, as in the judgment of the Allegheny Wesleyan Methodist Connection, originally Allegheny Conference, it is inconsistent with our duties to God to hold such relations. And then it has a quote. Jesus warned him, he spake openly to the world, I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. That's from John 18:20. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth, behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. That is from Matt 24:26. Another one. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. That is from Jas 5:12. Also see Leviticus 5:4, 5, Isaiah 25:15, Matt 5:34-36, John 3:19, 20, 2, Corinthians 4:1, 2, 6:14, 18. I think that's Epiphany, EPH 5:11, 12, 1 John 4:2-3. Anyway, there you go. So, I just read that entire page for you. Was it fun? I'll tell you, it was fun for me. So, it has a See Also section that says the Ancient Order of Druids, the Loyal Order of Moose, Seven Society, Secret Societies in Singapore, Freemasonry, Skull and Bones, Occultists Society, Rosicrucianism, Ordo Templi Orientis, Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. So of all those, I'm going to go with Freemasonry, because I've heard that word before. So, on to the next page. Masonic and Freemason. Redirect here. For the ghost town, see Masonic, California. For other uses, see Freemason Disambiguation. Freemasons, redirect here. For the house music producer, see Freemasons, bracket band, unbracket. Onto the page. Freemasonry, or Masonry, consists of fraternity organizations that trace their origins to the local fraternities of stonemasons, which from the end of the 14th century regulated the qualifications of stonemasons and their interactions with authorities and clients. The degrees of Freemasonry retain the three grades of medieval craft guilds, those of apprentice, journeyman, or fellow, in bracket now called fellow craft, in bracket, and master mason. The candidate of these three degrees is progressively taught the meanings of the symbols of Freemasonry, entrusted with grips, signs, and words to signify to other members that they have also been initiated. The initiations are part allegorical, morality play, and part lecture. The three degrees are offered by Craft or Blue Lodge Freemasonry. Members of these organizations are known as Freemasons or Masons. Like even people just named Mason, I'm gonna suck for them. There are additional degrees which vary with locality and jurisdiction and are usually administered by their own bodies, separate from those who administered the craft degrees. The basic logical organizational unit of Freemasonry is the Lodge. The Lodges are usually supervised and governed at the regional level, usually coterminous. Oh no! The dog's at me again. Silence, heathen. Usually coterminous with either a state, province, or national border, by a Grand Lodge or Grand Orient. There is no international worldwide Grand Lodge that supervises all of Freemasonry. Each Grand Lodge is independent. Hey, that's kind of like AA. And they do not necessarily recognize each other as being legitimate. What? Well, that sucks for them. There goes the whole conspiracy that they're together. Unless this is all a lie. It is Wikipedia, after all. On to the next paragraph. Modern Freemasonry broadly consists of two main recognized groups. Regular Freemasonry insists that a volume of scripture is open in a working lodge, that every member profess belief in a supreme being, that no women are admitted. Oh, sucks for ladies. Although in some jurisdictions, those who transition to women after being initiated may stay. See below, okay. And that the discussion of religion and politics is banned, even though it sounds religious with the whole supreme being thing. Anyway, continental Freemasonry is now the general term for the jurisdiction which has been removed some or all of these restrictions. Okay, on to the next section. Masonic Lodge. The Masonic Lodge is the basic organizational unit of Freemasonry. The Lodge meets regularly to conduct the usual formal business of any small organization, pay bills, organize social and charitable events, elect new members, etc. In addition to business, the meeting may perform a ceremony to confer a Masonic degree or receive a lecture, which is usually on some aspect of Masonic history or ritual. At the conclusion of the meeting, the lodge may adjourn for a formal dinner or festive board, sometimes involving toasting and song. Aww. The bulk of Masonic ritual consists of degree ceremonies. Candidates for Freemasonry are progressively initiated into Freemasonry, first in the degree of Entered Apprentice. Sometime later, in a separate ceremony, they will be passed to the degree of Fellow Craft, and finally, they will be raised to the degree of Master Mason. In all of these ceremonies, the candidate is entrusted with passwords, signs and grips, secret handshakes, peculiar to its new rank. Another ceremony is the annual installation of the Master and Officers of the Lodge. In some jurisdictions, installed masters is valued as a separate rank, with its own secrets to distinguish its members. In other jurisdictions, the grade is not recognized, and no inner ceremony conveys new secrets during the installation of the new Master of the Lodge. Most lodges have some sort of social calendar, allowing Masons and their partners to meet in less ritualized environment. Often coupled with these events is the obligation placed on every Mason to contribute to charity. This occurs at both Lodge and Grand Lodge levels. Masonic charities contribute to many fields, such as education or disaster relief. Okay. This is a weird cult. It's very interesting. These private local lodges form the backbone of Freemasonry, and a Freemason will necessarily have been initiated into one of these. There also exist specialist lodges where Masons meet to celebrate events, such as sport or Masonic research. The rank of Master Mason also entitles a Freemason to explore Masonry further through other degrees, administered separately from the Craft or Blue Lodge degrees described here, but having a similar format to their meetings. Okay, very, very nice. It's just a boys' club. It's about it, except for the whole, it's not religion, but it sounds like religion. There is very little consistency in Freemasonry, because each Masonic jurisdiction has independence, each set its own procedures. The wording of the ritual, the number of officers present, the layout of the meeting room, etc., varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. The officers of the lodge are elected or appointed annually. Every Masonic lodge has a master, two wardens, a secretary, and a treasurer. There is also a tylor, or outer guard, who is always present outside the door of a working lodge. Other officers vary between jurisdictions. Each Masonic lodge exists and operates according to a set of ancient principles known as the landmarks of Freemasonry. These principles have thus far excluded any universally accepted definition. And then it goes into joining a lodge. Actually, you know what? As I scroll down, this just keeps going and going and going. So I'll let you read the rest if you're interested. All you gotta Google is Freemasonry, and Wikipedia will probably be the first one to pop up. But anyway, so hope that was fun for you guys. This has been an official test of my new microphone, and that's about it. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say in the meantime. If I post this, you'll hear it. If I don't, you won't, and then it will be added to the hundreds of billions of secrets that exist in the world. But otherwise, ciao for now, and talk to you later.